So when I saw this video for the first time, I wondered, am I a version of the shirtless dancing guy? Or am I a first follower? I thought about our organization and I realized that at times it's easier to get people to buy into new ideas and change. And sometimes it takes a lot more time and explaining. The importance of having others on the team cheerleading new ideas is obvious. It's not just about leaders imposing from the top down. It's really resonating with people and the way that we want our organization to be. When we introduce new ideas, we try to identify a small group of early adapters who can have immediate buy-in, and they're going to help promote and increase interest and acceptance in the topic. But I'll be honest, it isn't always that easy. Sometimes we hit resistance. Sometimes people are overwhelmed and they're exhausted by change. Maybe those new initiatives are just too much, or some people develop a "this too shall pass" attitude towards change and new initiatives. As leaders, we just keep supporting or nurturing the relationships with our staff, and hopefully we can turn them into some of our very first followers. Let's explore a bit about the history of supporting individuals with disabilities, celebrating how far we've come and how we're going to continue to build on this progress and success.